scripture says in the beginning of the second parak of Sukkot, Mishnah writes on Daf Lafalov in Parak Kol Shaw, Mishnah writes the following. Says, Kol Shaw Shemutu Lecho Machal Behema, Lechaya Leofos, Umokal Lenachru Muta Bahanasa. All the time that it's mutter to eat chametz, you can feed your behema, chaya, and ofos, and you can sell it to a goy. Mutter bano, so it's mutter bano. Over's mano, once that man passes, usher bano, so it's usher bano. Well, yasik bo toner v'kirayim, you cannot heat up a toner or an oven or stove, and therefore there is a lock of one chametz being usher bachila and bano. And we know halacha l'maisa, Shulchan Aruch Paskin Ladina, that the Isra Achila begins the fourth hour of the day. So if you have a perfect 12-hour day, that means at 10 a.m. the Isra Achila begins, and the Isra Hanah begins at 11 a.m. Okay? And that's the way we paskin halacha l'maisa. So therefore, the Isra Hanah is considered to be an hour later. And Midi Raisa, it's Asar Yita Chametz, when? At 12 o'clock. So the Isser, the Rabbana really begins 2 hours earlier. The Isser Hanah is an hour earlier than the Isser D'Oraisa. Okay? And the Isser by Rabbi Matzah, Kart, the Moshe Shonim begins when? At the night of the Seder. And Rashi himself, and Dalam and Aleph, he sows himself on Daf Yud, says the Isser by Rabbi Matzah begins at Chatzos. Okay. Then the Mishnah presents a Machloikis, Rav Yudah Omer, and Bir Chometz al Sreifa. There is a machlekes in Tanoim, how one fulfills the din of Tashbisu. And Rabbi Yehuda writes, Ein bir chometz ala sreifa. You must do sreifa. You must burn the chometz. Chomim beg to differ and say that you can crumble it up to the wind or throw it to the sea. Chomim say, Af mefarer leruach vizora liyam. Very interesting machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and really they're arguing how to define the mitzvah of Tashbisu. The mitzvah says in the prayer of Tashbisu, how do we fulfill that? In the mode of burning, or even crumbling it up to the wind and throwing it to the sea. Up. Now, this machlokas has to be viewed in light of another mission in Shas. Where's the other mission in Shas? The other mission in Shas can be found in Tmura. Believe it or not, the end of Shas, Maseches Tmura, on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where the Mishnah Tmura Lamed Gimel Amud Beis lists off two categories of types of things that you have to dispose of. Mishnah writes the following: Elu, the Elu Heina Nikbarin. These are the following things that must be buried, not burnt, buried. Kodshim Sheipilu, Kodshim that what? Shepila had a moon, Yikavu. Hepila shalot tikaver, Shepila shilya, if it gave birth, let's say, to a what? To a placenta, tikaver. Veshor Anisko, Vagla Rufa, Vitsipor Misariv, Seir Nazar, Petachamor, Basamachalov, Kunsh Nishazara. We find Rav Shimon Oimer, Elush Nishna Mazar, Yisarfu. So there are things that have to be burnt, and there are things that have to be buried. Okay? What are the things that have to be burnt? Veilan and Nisrafin, Chomets, Vipesach, Yisarif. Up. So the Mishnah lists off in Maseches Tmura, there are two types of categories. Some things are what? Nikbarin. Some things are have to be buried. Another example of that might be Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah has to be buried. And there are certain things that have to be what? Burned. Nisrafin. Mishnah Tmura Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. What's the difference between these two categories? So the Mishnah says, if you burn them, the things that have to be burned, the ashes are mutter. You can derive benefit from those ashes. Why? Because there is a principle called naseh mitzvaso. Once the mitzvah is done, then therefore there should be no issue to derive benefit from the ashes. However, if you went ahead and had the audacity to burn something that was supposed to be buried, the Eifaron is usher. Because, how ready, you are not supposed to burn this item. You were supposed to bury this item. And if you burn this item, the Isser spills over to the ashes, and it is Usser. And we'll have to get back to Ben Yeshevli Netter. What Isser is it? Is it the Rabbanan or Deoraisa? Okay? So, if you have this mission in mind, when you learn the mission in the beginning of the second paragraph of Pesachim, it's very fascinating. You tell me, how would you classify Chametz? As being Nisrafin or Nikbarin? Avi, what would you say? Both of you are correct. So Machlokes. Going to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to call it Nisrafin because the mandate is you got to burn it. According to the Chachamim, it's Nikbarin because you can crumple it up to the wind and throw it to the sea, or you can dispose of it in any manner you want, really Nikbarin. So it's very interesting because you open up the Mishnah in Sachin. Who do you think is more machmer? Who do you get the impression is more machmer? Who? Reb Yehuda. Right? Come from Mekel. Dispose it any way you want. Then you open up the Mishnah in Tzmura, and what do you get the impression? That at least from the perspective of ashes, the Chachamim are being more machmer because Chametz will fall under the rubric of what we call Nikbarim. Okay? That's very, very interesting when you do these two Mishnahs. Okay. So, this brings us to the following. And that is that how do we paskin Levine in this machlokes between the Machaber, between Reb Yehuda and the Chacham? So usually we know that you have Yochid Barabim Halachic Rabim. So the Rambam, along with the Machaber and Shulchan Aruch, okay, the Rambam is in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Halachic Yiralik. He paskins like the Chachamim, and the Rambam writes that you can mefar the ruach v'zor liyam. There is no mandate to do sreifa. The Machaber echoes this in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tuf Mem Hey Sif Aleph. Machaber writes, he says beferish Tuf Mem Hey Sif Aleph. He echoes the Rambam Shita that we hold like the Chachamim. Want to just read the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? Ketzad bir chametz sorfo or poro v'zor liruach v'zor liyam. It's kosher, it's a stark chametz, v'inayam nechatcho b'mehera, and the sea will not dissolve it quickly. Harezim efardo, you must separate it, v'achakach zorkoliyam. So the Machaber, along with the Rambam, let's get down, paskin levina, like the chacham. Writes the Ramah, simit tofne neisevalach agah, v'aminig l'sorfo, v'tov l'sorfo v'yom, dum yedinosar. The Ramah begs to differ. I don't know if he begs to differ, but he says there's an Indian lechachila to try to strive like Reb Yehuda, and therefore he says you should burn it. And what is Nosar? Familiar? We did Shnai Nikra from Tzav yesterday. What is Nosar? Korbanos that are left over, what must you do with them? You have to burn it. When do you burn it? Biyom. Straight this kachim is biyom. Excellent. Lo b'layla. So he says, since we compare the Gemara of Chavchesim and Beidim Sochim, compares Chomets to Nosar, just like Shreifas Nosar is done Biyom, who would deny, he says, you should try to burn your Chomets Biyom, namely in the morning. But he writes, Ach, in Rotzel Asor from Yadach Rabdikit, let's say you live in a place where there are many rodents, or Huldas, God forbid, right? So he says, if you leave the Chomets around, then your bedikah is going to go off for naught because the mice and the rat is going to take the chametz everywhere and what? And mess up your whole house again. So he says, Achim rotz l'sor from yadach ha-bedikah k'desh l'yagaren u'chulda ha-rishuz b'yodah. You want to get rid of it right away at night when you do your bedikah, no problem. You can do it because if you don't, the rat's going to take it and mess up your bedikah. Fine. So the Ramah does write, there's an in l'chachila to be like Reb Yehuda. We should just know, does anyone paskin like Reb Yehuda? Does anyone paskin like Reb Yehuda? Yes, there are those that paskin like Reb Yehuda. Just want you to know who those poskim are. The Taz and the Gom both paskin like Reb Yehuda. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah explains it says, cut and vav, we should be choshish for the Taz are poskim the whole like Reb Yehuda, not just the Chumrah. There are those poskim say, Ein bir chametz al sreifa, and therefore, you better make sure you burn it rather than crumble it up in the wind and throw it to the sea. Okay, so we have that clear regarding the Psach Halachim. Okay, we got it clear? Aaron, go ahead. Because, good question, because we know that you fulfill Tashbisu with Bittul, But I think we mentioned a few weeks ago, remember what the Minchas Chinuch said in the Pnei Yoshua? Maybe that's only on Bittul on what? Chometz She'eni Yadua, the Pnei Yoshua said. But on Chometz Yadua, we have a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chomish. You should get that down in your notes as well. We mentioned that a few weeks ago, remember? It's a very good point. We said you could fulfill Bittul with Tashbisa according to Rashi, according to the Ramban. So what's this Machlokes all about? How to dispose of Chometz Yadua. Bittul's working on Chometz She'eni Yadua. That was one way we said, from the Pnei Yoshua. Let's get that down. We said that. Please get down and write down about the Machlokes of Sak, the Chavar Rambam, like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda. Gone ties like who? Like Rav Yehuda. Ramah seems to say, like the Mechaber, he says, Indian Mechapila to do it for your life, straight to Snosa. Okay, we should just note also the Pnei Yoshua. Just note that Pnei Yoshua that Aaron pointed out, very good. The difference in this Machlok is referencing Chometz Yadua. Tashbisu is Bittul, according to Rashi, that is considered a Chometz Sheni Yadua. You remember the other answer we had, we mentioned a few weeks ago? Remember we had an answer for the Michlas Chinuch? What was the Michlas Chinuch's answer? What was the Michlas Chinuch's answer? Michlas Chinuch said that there's two elements in Tashbisa. There's the passive element and there's the active element. So the passive element you fulfill through what? Bittul. The active element you have to do an action with. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chomish. So how do we write that in Hebrew? Active, passive? Oh, I think that's better. Yeah, kum vese. Very good. Rather than modern Hebrew, a little more of a lomdus perfect stand. They didn't speak like a lomdus. Kum vese? Kum vese, we're talking about how you what, burn it, or far the ruler. Okay? I was going to say pasivi and aktivi. Okay, I think I like kum vese much better. Okay? So we have this machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Mizuskino, who solves this answer from the Yoshua as well. Okay? Very good. That's what we strive to do. Let's just note also, that Mr. Brewer continues here in Sifkot and Zion, and I'm sure you're all familiar with this, that a lot of people burn their lulav in the Hoshanas at the same time you burn the chametz. Mr. Brewer says, told to do that. Where did that come from? Where did that come from, this concept? Because there's a Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches. I always try to keep my lulav on. My wife gets angry because it brings bugs and everything. So I find a place like on the porch where she can't see it, and I hide it there for 6 months, and then I throw it in. So what's the deal? Because it brings flies and stuff like gnats. Doesn't bother me. So what's the deal? What's the concept in the Gemara? There's a phrase in the Gemara called Kevin di Isavid Mitzvah Chada. Kevin di Isavid Mitzvah Chada. Since you've used what this chepsa for one mitzvah, Lace Avid, you should what? Use it, Lace Avid Bo Le Mitzvah Risi. And therefore, what do? You shake the lulav with this in Sukkot. Use this same Hefza for burning the Chametz as well. Where else do you have that concept? Where else do you have that concept? Erev Tashilin we have to do this year. There's an Indeed Erev Tashilin for Shalashidus. Right? To be Yitzhak Shalashidus, because did you use it for the Chesed Erev Tashilin? You should also use it for Tashilin as well. Who said about what? Abdullah, exactly. In other words, a kosher because a Muslim. If you say it for Shalashidus, you can't drink it, because you can't drink before Abdullah. So use it also for Abdullah. Those are the three areas where you find this. So Mr. Brewer points this out also as well regarding this dip. Okay. Also, we should just know one more detail regarding this is that before we get to the lumdus of what the machlokes is, it is interesting, Mr. Brewer points out that the last chametz you own, you should burn. What does that mean? That means basically when you sell your chametz to the goy, if you're selling chametz, you have a little bag of bagels, whatever, you're telling him you're selling him everything with the exception of what? The chametz that you have right next to you. It's interesting, Mr. Brewer says the last chametz you should own should be burnt. Okay? And that, I think, highlights this whole notion of review of the Sreifa, and let's just point that out. Mr. Brewer says, again, Chometz Achrona, you should burn. So you have to make that exception when you sell the Chometz to the Goy, that the stuff that I have next to me, I'm not selling to you because I want to burn. Chometz Achrona, Ra'ui Li Sarif. Fine. Okay. Now let us get to the lumdus of the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum and machloikis in Tanoim. What is the machloikis here all about in lumdus? So there is a very, very beautiful Reb Chaim here, the Rav's grandfather, on the Rambam, that gives a hesber, and we can embellish upon it. In fact, in the Shabbos HaGadol Drosha, we said a home halach, we answered 10 kashas. We fought, the topic was the Isser of Chometz and the Sagavra Sechefza. So I did that with you a few weeks ago. We did it very quickly though, but we developed it at greater length yesterday. But Reb Chaim points out the Rambam, okay? The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel in Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah. Rambam writes that you are not Chayav Malkus for Bayra V'Matzah. Why not? Someone can remind me what we say from the Rambam? Excellent error. Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Rambam says that it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Bayra V'Matzah is Lav Shein Bo Maisa. But what does the Rambam Machadish in that very halakha? You remember? Excellent, Michael. If you buy it, or what else did he say? If you make it, right? You buy it or you make it, you'll be Chayav Malkus. You look it up. Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. If you're Kona, he says you'll be Chayav Malkus. Amazing Kiddush. Meaning, what is the Rambam, what theory is the Rambam developing? That a lav she'ein bo maisa, habo al yidei maisa. If you transgress it through an action, you will be Chayav Malkus. And that's what you're doing when you buy it or you make it. So it's a lav shein maisa, ain't lokin, okay, ain't lokin. But if you buy or make your chamas, because that's habah al yidei maisa. That's a very important chiddush in the Rambam, phenomenal chiddush in the Rambam. Okay? Now, the question that Reb Chaim asks in his Sefer on the Rambam is, one second here. There is a Beferish Gemara in Sochem on Daf Tzadi Hay that says that Bayra V'Matzah is a what? Is a lav hanitak le'essay. What is the essay that is menatek the lav of Bayra V'Matzah? Tashbisu. Excellent. So it's a lav hanitak le'essay. How can the Rambam say that if you buy it or make it, David, you're Chayav Malkus? Come on. It's a lav hanitak le'essay. So you should never be Chayav Malkus, right? Who cares when you transgressed it through an action? Conceptually, it's nitak. It can be remedied. It can be fixed through a tashbisu. So why on earth would you be Chayav Malkus? That's Reb Chaim's kasha straight up on the Rambam. Okay? Oh. So he points out the following. That Rebbe Kiveger writes, or actually Rebbe Kiveger asks on the tour. The tour basically said our formulation that we said earlier. The tour points out that according to Rebbe Yehuda, that you must burn the chametz, Michael, so the Afer will be what? The Afer will be mutter. According to the Rabbanan who say hashpasas b'chol davar, you can throw it to the wind of the sea, the Afer will be what? Afer will be usher. That is correct. So Rebbe Kiveger asks, he says, I don't understand something. He says, when it comes to what nikbarin, what is the halacha? Why do you do nikbarin? Why are nikbarin are the afer usser? Why are the nikbarin are the afer usser, the things you have to bury? Why are the ashes usser? Because it'll be a takala, right? You want to bury the thing. You're supposed to bury the thing, and if you have ashes there, the nikbarin, there's no mitzvah in burial. You see, there's no mitzvah of burial. It's very important, Rabbi Kiviger says. When you say nikbarim, there's no mitzvah to bury them. That's why I should write, when I wrote nikbarim, there's no mitzvah to bury them. You just got to get rid of it. You just got to get rid of it. So because a takala will take place. And if that's the case, that means you're not doing a mitzvah. Right? That means you never did a mitzvah. Why are ashes of Nisrafin Mutter? Because why? Nasa mitzvah, so you did a mitzvah with the burning. Nikbarin, there is no mitzvah. Just get rid of it. Get it away from me. So if you burn the thing, its ashes are around you. You follow me? Therefore, he says, that's why nikbarin is what? Is usher, normally. But he says, the chachamim are here, are saying, this is not classical nikbarin. How are the chametz telling you to get rid of chametz? You can throw it to the wind. You can throw it to the sea. You can even bury it. That's the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah of tashbisu. If that is the mitzvah of tashbisu, then even according to the chametz, when what? When you burn it, its ashes should be what, mutter? I mean, normally, why are nikbarin a farnas a michael? Because there's no real mitzvah to bury them. That's why if you burn it, the issue remains. You follow me? Whereas according to the Chum, we're talking about tashbishu, which is a mitzvah sefer. So Frank Rebbe Kinegar, it's a great kasha. He says, why does the Torah say, according to the Chum, this is called nikbarin, right? We're right nikbarin next to it. Why do you call that nikbarin? Why does the Torah call that nikbarin? It's a mitzvah to get rid of the chametz. It's a mitzvah to get rid of the chametz. You can get rid of it by throwing it to the wind, throwing it to the sea. You can get rid of it by burying it. That is a mitzvah. Once you do that mitzvah, if you burn it, the ashes what? Should become mutter. Why do the ashes remain usher? That's the Mikimegas Kach and the Torah. There's the way we present it. Remember, we started with the Mishnah Tzach and the Mishnah Torah. We plugged them into each other. The Rebbe Kinegar, that's what the Torah says. The Torah himself plugged in the two Mishnayos. Rebbe Kinegar says, what? You can't plug them in. When the Chum says, you can touch peace on anyone, that's the mitzvah. So if you taka burned it, then the ashes should be mutter. Why does he set up that the ashes will be what? Will be usher? Because it's nikbarin. And the afer will be usher. Why do you say that? He says you're fulfilling the mitzvah. That's Rebbe Kinegar's kasha on the tour. Okay? It's a very, very strong kasha. You got it tonight in the kasha. It's a tzitzit kasha in Lombus. That's what Mickey Vega's asking. Yeah, Chai, go ahead.
But the ashes are still part of what it was.
It's not, though. In essence, it's Panim Chadosh's bowl account. It's a new chasa. Panim Chadosh's bowl gets a new face. It's not the same thing.
So then, if it's new, then how come then regularly that?
No, so I'm saying you can only say that svara of Panim Chadosh's bowl account if it was a mitzvah that disposed of it. If it's not a mitzvah to dispose of it, then that, the vestige and remnant of that Avodah Zarah will still remain in the ashes. You follow what I'm saying? That's the chiddush. You're making a good point that that's only if it's a mitzvah. Can you say, what about a small guy? It's a done deal. You did a mitzvah. But if there's no mitzvah to dispose of it, it always will remain in that state, even when you burnt it. The vestige and remnant will remain in the ashes. That's Rabbi Kivager's kasha on the tour. Oh. So Reb Chaim is an unbelievable shot. Is like this. He wants to say the following chiddush. The Isser of Chametz is the Isser of Chametz in Isser Gavra or in Isser Chefza? And in our terminology, that translates into the following: is the mitzvah of Tashbisu a din on the Gavra or a din on what? The Chefza. So someone plug it in for me. How would you describe the Tana Rabbi Yehuda when he says, Ain't Bir Chametz Ol Tzreifa? That's a din in the Gavra or a din in the Chefza? If there's a specific prescription and mandate how to get rid of it, what does that imply? Absolutely. Reb Chaim says that this is a din in the Chefza. The Chametz must be burnt. Chametz is in Isser Chefza and it must be burnt. Tashbisu flows with it in the midst of the burning. Only one way to do it. Chumim beg to differ, and they say no. What do they say, Avi? It's a din what? It's a din in the Gavra. It's a din in the Gavra to get rid of the Chumim in any way you want. It's a din in the Chumim in any way you want. If that's the case, says Reb Chaim the following Kiddush. Excellent, Michael. So what does he say? He says the Rambam makes a lot of sense if you say it like this now. Because how does the Rambam paskin? How does the Rambam paskin? Like who? Like the Chachamim, that you can do Ashpasa B'chol Dover. That means it's a din who? Rambam, we said in Mechaber, hold on, it's a din on the Gavra. When can something be a Nitzuk L'Essay? If it's a din on the Chefza, then you have an Isser Chefza on the Chametz. If you leave the Chametz on, you got to burn it. It's a din on the Chefza. But if it's a din on the Gavra, it cannot be a Lava Nitzuk L'Essay. Therefore, the Gemara is talking about Sadi Hay that said it was a Lava Nitzuk L'Essay, was going according to who? Reb Yehuda. However, the Rambam paskins like who? Like the Chachamim. And since he paskins like the Chachamim, it is a din on the Gavra to be disposed of in any way, and it's not a lav nitzak le'esed. Because you only have a remedy if it has to be directly prescribed and mandated that it must be burnt. That's where Reb Chaim says a beautiful shot. I'll read you this one line. It says, "A chiyuv becomes a pshita of a mitzvah. Kishar dvar mitzvah sreifah. The kim negam zeh bechol akragim pshita mechavos anitik lesek." That's the shot of the Rambam. But he says, If in came lo shakatos in the name hashposu kol davar, hashposu kol davar ikar kosh mitzvah lo yei chometz. What does hashposu kol davar mean? Get rid of chometz in any way you want. Mashenkin in name mitzvah shreifah, then it's a mitzvah gufa chayfetz. Then you can say it's nitik lasay. But if it's a din and a gavra, it's not shayach to say it's a lava nitik lasay. That's the issur, that you shouldn't have chometz around your house. Therefore, there's no concept to call a lava nitik lasay. And if that's the case, that answers Rabbi Kiva's discussion. So what was Rabbi Kiva's kasha? Rabbi Kiva's kasha is, according to the Chum, it is a mitzvah to what? To get rid of it. So if the Eifer really should be mutter, what's the answer? What's the answer to Rabbi Kiva's kasha? What did Rabbi Kiva ask? Remember, we plugged in the two Mishnayos. According to the Chum, it's really the Kbarin and the Eifer's awesome. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the din is the what? The din in the Chepsa, and therefore the Eifer's mutter. Plugged it in. Rabbi Kiva says, I don't understand. He says, there's a mitzvah of tashbisu. There is a mitzvah of tashbisu. It is a mitzvah. So once you do that mitzvah, even if you all like the chumim that it's nikbarin, the eifer should be what? The eifer should be mutter. Should be natsa mitzvah. Right? That was Rabbi Kiva. What's the answer? The answer is no, because the chum holds a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. What type of mitzvah is it? It's on the gavra. It's on the gavra. You can do it in any way you want. So if you talk a select to burn it, if you talk a select to burn it, which is not a din in the chesed, then you cannot invoke chai nasa mitzvah. Because you didn't have to do it that way. If you have to do it that way, if you have to burn it that way, then you say panim chadashos bolakan, then you say nasa mitzvah, and then the apron becomes mutter. But if you don't have to do it that way, you can do it in many ways, even though you're fulfilling the mitzvah, but the mitzvah's on the gavra, it doesn't lend itself to say nasa mitzvah, panim chadashos bolakan, and therefore what? The apron should be mutter. So it answers the Rambam, it answers the Rikivayos Kasha and the Tzur. And it also speaks to what we're saying of best pieces, and it didn't the gavra, it didn't the chepsa. That's why this Pesach, who you hold like, is so critical. Do you hold like Rebbe and Biruch HaMetzal Shreber? You hold like the din what? Akhaform Tzuchin. The Mamish argued how to know Tashpisu. Is it a din of the Gavr? Is it a din of the Chepsa? The Minchus Kirch has a further suffix. Is Tashpisu like Sitzis or like Tzulin? Should note that in your notes. Meaning, let's say it comes Pesach, you have no Chometz to burn. You have to go to the store to buy chametz, to get chametz to burn it. It's like filling, it's obligatory. Or is if you have chametz around, then what? Then you'll burn it. Like tzitzis. If you're wearing a four-corner garment, you burn the what? You wear the tzitzis. Shem gets angry at us, the Gemara writes, no, we don't put ourselves in that obligation. But it's clear that if you hold that it's a mitzvah, which we assume it is, what type of mitzvah is it? What type of mitzvah is it? And the truth is, I don't know, but if I would ask you conceptually, I'll be lumbus. That suffix of the Minchas Kirch, is it like tefillin or sitzis? Was there any way, if you had to try to fit it in for you to the chumim, what would you say? If it's like Rabbi Yehuda did in the chepsa, that speaks what? That's only if you have it, I would say no, Mike. I would say what? Because there's a directive how to deal with it. Yeah, but that's only if you have it. No. I would say if there's a directive on the chametz and you have to burn it, you better get it so you can burn it. I'm not saying it's a slam dunk. Okay, I hear you. I'm saying, but if there's a directive of how to do it, it lends itself more, go get it. Whereas if it's what? If it's you can do it in any way you want, that's if you have it, do it in any way you want. So it's more elastic. I'm not saying it's slam, but Michael's saying even if it's in the chetz, it's only when you have it. I hear you. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying I'm going to lend this. I think maybe we'll lend oneself. If you constrict and say, you got to do it like that, maybe go get it. Not necessarily. You look in the Minchas Kirch and Tashbisu. I think it's Ches. I think it's Ches in the beginning. Okay. We got it so far. This is the lumbness of Reb Chaim. Beautiful lumbness. Oh. Very good. Now we have the whole machlokes. You say this in the, you say in the, all the hilchos talking to say. You say this here in your shul. The Minchas Kirch, there's so many opportunities. I'm sure the Rav will let you speak. Help them out. There's a lot you put together to say a lot. Okay. Based on this, we move to the next concept. Very, very interesting. Following Shiloh. The Rambam writes in that very same halacha here, Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, he writes the following Kiddush. He says that there's a principle called Yesh Vach Eitzim Bepas. What does the Rambam mean to say by that? Rambam says, I'll just read you the one line. We read in the Mishnah. He says, V'im bishol ofo so apas, oso apas v'oso atafshol asura b'haniyah. Let's say you take a piece of bread, you burn it up, charcoal into ashes, and then upon those ashes you roast up something, you cook up something, a piece of bread. Okay? Not a piece of bread, obviously a matzah, let's say. That matzah is asur because it came from the fuel of what? A chametz. The osu tash osur baniyah, hold the sof rachash and eser baniyah. You did it after Shei Shos. So Magen Mishnah says we learn from this Rambam the following chiddush, that there's a din called what? There's a din called Yesh Vach Eitzim Bepas, the Gemara Mesochim. Yesh Vach Eitzim Bepas, of Daf Tafei. Yesh Vach Eitzim Bepas, meaning that there is improvement from the fuel in the bread. Pas here really is matzah. You're really baking up matzah, but the example given is pas. Or if you take a piece of bread, after Shei Shos Lomau, which is the Zman Isser, you charcoal it up, you take those coals, and you bake a piece of matzah on it. Beautiful piece of matzah. Not any chametz icing on it. Problem. Because Yeshvach Eitzim Pas. Because what generated that matzah? Fuel that came from what? Ashes and coal that was chametz. Bless you, Dovid. And therefore, Yeshvach Eitzim, there is an improvement of the wood in the matzah. I mean, on a conceptual level, the matzah was constructed and generated through what? Through chametz that became ash or became charcoal. And therefore, Yeshvach Eitzim Apas, the Rambam says, is usher. This is what the Magen Mishnah points out from that Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph. So we find the Lechem Mishnah says he's very bothered by this. Why? Because why do you need this? Why do you need this svara, Michael? Yeshvach Eitzim Apas. What should you say? We know that the Rambam Paskins like who? Like the Chachamim. So it's from Nikbarin. If it's from Nikbarin, the Afer's Usher anyway. So why do you have to get so fancy? The Magen Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah asks on the Magen Mishnah say, the Rambam says the cloud, Yeshvach Eitzim Apas, that's why that matzah is going to be Usher, because it came on fuel chametz. Why get fancy? The Rambam Paskin straight up like the Chachamim, that it's considered to be Nikbarin. If it's Nikbarin, the Afer's Usher, that's why this matzah is a problem. This is the kash of the Lechem Mishnah on the Magen Mishnah in the Rambam. Okay? That's the kash of the Lechem Mishnah on the Magen Mishnah. Rambam says that it's also the matzah based on the principle, says the Magen Mishnah, of Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas. Mishnah Mel, and the Lechem Mishnah says, why get fancy? Just say it's a din of a foreign usher, because Chamin Paskin, like the Rambam Paskin, Chamin Spik Barn, the strong kash of the Lechem Mishnah on the Magen Mishnah. So Rav Shulti writes in his Sefer, Simen Yud Gimel, from the Mishnah Siyavitz, an Orachayim, phenomenal answer. Says there is a Prima Gadol in Hilchos Dam, in your day. Prima Gadol, we've spoken about the great guy who's a Malamed Dardik, he taught his Alfei, he knew Kol Torah. When you study Svicha, you have to know the Prima Gadol is in your day. He writes in Hilchos Dam, Simen Samech Hei, in the Siftei Das, Sifkot Yedav. You see, he wrote two Svarim. On the Shach, he wrote, in the Shulchan Aruch in your days, in Machaber Amah, Shach on one side, Taz on the other. So he wrote a parish on the Shach called the Siftei Das, right? And then what did he write on the what? What did he write on the Taz? Now, what's the name of the Sefer? Can't believe I forgot the name of the Sefer. It has a name. I forgot the name. Siftei Das is the Shach, and then the Taz, I don't remember. I got a chazer in the name of the Sefer. Okay, so he wrote a parish in the Taz, amazing. He wrote a parish in the Shach, he wrote a parish in the Taz, and on the Orach Chaim, he wrote a parish in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham's on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. And he wrote a parish in the Taz. It's called the Mishpasot Zav, that's it. Mishpasot Zav, and Orach Chaim, it's on Orach Chaim, and also in your day, Mishpasot Zav, and the Magen Avraham is called the Eshel Avraham. Those are the three Sfarim that the Prima Gadol wrote on Shulchan Aruch. There were a lot of different Sfarim also as well. He wrote on the Shas, the Rosh Yosef. His Chedushim on Shas are called the Rosh Yosef. But in Hilchos Dab and Yordiah, Simen Samech Hei, Sif Katan Yadav Nesifte Das, he postulates the following theory. Let's get this. He says that all the time when you say Mikbarn Eifers Aser, it's only Midrabanan. Prima Gaudim writes, it's only Aser, Rak Aser Midrabanan. It's only Aser Midrabanan. Okay? That's what he writes. A phenomenal Kiddush. He writes that Mikbarn, if you burn it, the ashes are only Aser what? Midrabanan. So you fill in the blank now, Mike. So how do you answer the Lechem Mishnah's Kasha and the Magid Mishnah? Magid Mishnah said, why do you got to get fancy and say Yeshvach Etzim Apas? Just say what? Mikbarin, the Eifer's Aser. What's the answer? Because that's only Aser Midrabanan. Yeshvach Etzim Apas is Aser what? Midiraisa. Aser Midiraisa. That's why, in a sense, he got fancy. He didn't really get fancy. He needed to say Yeshvach Etzim Apas. Because if you bake that matzah on the coals that were chametz, it's takasa midiraisa, not just asa midrabanan. The din of nikbar and the eifer being asa is only asa midrabanan. You need to elevate it. The way you elevate it was with this new klal of yishvach etzim apas. That's what Rav Zulti wanted to say. Phenomenal chiddush. Oh. So then, this is a bit difficult. Why? Because if you look in Tzmura, if you look in Tzmura, on daf lamed gimel amud beis, on that Mishnah, Tosus and Tmura writes the following Kiddush. Okay? I barely can see this. Okay? It says, Nisrafin, Afar, it's even smaller. The Tosus and Tmura is even smaller. Okay? It says like this. It says, oh. Listen to this. He says, Nisrafin, Afar, Mutam, and Afar, and Afar, and Asa. Sarach Iyu. Rarely do you see in Tosus Sarach Iyu. Sarach Iyu. Time of mind. Why is there a split? That by Nisrafin, Afar, and his mutter, and Nikbar and Eifar is us. The Omer Mori Harav Rav Meir in Rutenberg. Listen to this. Then it's Ruffin. Kaven Shesiva Akasav Lasorfon Achar Shenasa Kivu Nasa Mitzvasal. Veimucha Adavar Shenasa Mitzvasal Molinbo. Hachanami Shenasa Mitzvasal Halach Yisurum. Okay. Why is Chaim Nisrafin Eifar Mutter? Because the Torah said, "Do the mitzvah, burn it. Once you do it, it goes up in smoke. The Yisur goes away. It evaporates." The Hadamar Asherah Asur Liolam, I and Asherah trees Asur forever. Afapishiska Kakasa Lasorfo, the Torah says you gotta burn an Asherah tree. Why is an Asherah tree Asur forever? That's a special pasuk. Don't cling anything of the Lord's art, even if it became ashes. Aval, this is the punchline. Nikbarin, the Lohitin Akasa Lasorfon, Meshoch Isurayu Liolam. What does that mean, Chaim? Nikbarim, the Lohitin Akasal Lasorfa, the Torah did not mandate a burning. Meshoch Isurayu Liolam. What does that mean, Meshoch Isurayu Liolam? It's never ending. That Isur is never ending. You had no right to burn that. What is the simple reading of Tosfos? That it's the Arise of the Rabbanim. You think Tosfos agrees with that Prima Gaudim? What's the simplest reading of that? What do you think that line seems to indicate? Meshoch Yisrael. That's a conceptual svar. Isn't that what? Yeah, exactly. So that's mashma. That's what the Arisa. This is a svar of the Arisa. So Rav Zulti points out this Tosfos and Tmura. This Tosfos and Tmura holds that the foreign usher is the Arisa. Nikbarin, a foreign usher, me the Arisa. Ah, so then we're back to the drawing board. The Chemishus Kasha comes back. Why did the Magid Mishnah have to be fancy? The Eishvach Eitzim Apas, just say Foreign Usher. A Foreign Usher is also the Yeraisa. Don't tell me you need Eishvach Eitzim Apas to make it Usher and Yeraisa. A Foreign Usher and Yeraisa as well. Right? We're back to the Kasha. You follow me, Johnny? Ah. So Rav Shulki writes the following shit. It's beautiful. What type of nikbarim are the Afer Aser Li'olam? Someone give me the punchline. No? What type of nikbarim are the Afer Aser Li'oraisa forever? What? Noam? Excellent. Very good. Excellent. Rak Isurei Chepsa. Achein, however, The Rambam views Isser Chometz as an Isser what? Gavra. Rambam passes like the Chachamim. Hashbasasa b'chol davar. Tadin and the Gavra. Therefore, Tadin and the Gavra, Michael, the Nisrafin, the April will be what? Midrabanan. Not like the Prima Gun, who says in general, but here by Sir Gavli the Rabbanan. Therefore, you need the fancy Svarak. I mean, you need the elevation of the Svarak, of the Magnishna, of Yeshvach Etzim Pas, to make it a din d'oraisa and that it's Aser. Beautiful answer, no? This lays down the premise that the Rambam holds that what? That the Isser of Chometz is an Isser what? Gavra, exactly. And therefore, I have a lot of fellows that went there to Yisrael for the vacation. In fact, in the drush, I was saying the two guys going to Yerushalayim, Rechavia, there's one guy going to the Dead Sea. I think there's a hotel there, nice hotel there in the Dead Sea. So I forgot that he was going there. So everyone said, well, what about him? I said, he's going to the Dead Sea, you know? Not going to Yerushalayim. So he was giving me a hard time. The Dead Sea is not the Eretz Yisrael. I said, of course it is. But it's not Yerushalayim. Still not Yerushalayim. Okay. Green ain't even Taylor. Yeah, but that's all over Eretz Yisrael. He's right. He's probably right. Okay. Still, it's not the same. No? Not the same. Can't be the same. Okay. Nonetheless, you see clearly that if you have the fellows are going to Eretz Yisrael, I have to sell their chametz on Yud Gimel. That means Tuesday. I must sell them. Why? Because if I wait till Wednesday morning and it's 9 o'clock here, it's 4 o'clock for them there, it's already after Zman Isser, it's not in their Rishus to sell anymore. The Torah says it's only in your Rishus to be over the Isser of what by your Rabbi Matzah. The two things the Torah put in your Rishus exclusively for liability. Which two? Four Rishus or Rabbim. You don't own the dirt in the main thoroughfare. You can't catch a woman with it, but you're liable if someone gets hurt. Chometz is put in your Rishus exclusively by Rabbi Matzah. So I have to make sure I sell their chametz on Yud Gimel. Because otherwise the Mechir won't be chal. Why, Avi? Because the Isser's on what? The Gavra. You look at where the guy is in the world, in the globe, in the planet. He's in Eretz Yisrael, you're in trouble. I have a chametz of Psey or Clifton. Who cares? Who cares? This is all predicated on the chametz being an Isser Gavra. It's a phenomenal Kiddush. If you hold it in the Isser Chetza, Josh, no problem. Didn't say it, let it be on Monday or Wednesday morning sales. Who cares whether he's in there? So it doesn't make a difference. Now, how do we paskin Ladinim? So I want to point out the Chuvis Sefer Chesed LaAvram. Or Achaim Simon LaMehei was asked this question. He says, you go bust of the Gavra. But the Onig Yontif, the great Gon as well, on the Yontif, in the child and Chuvah's on the Yontif, or Achaim Simon Lamed Vav, is Machmer, you go bus or what? Actually, it's not being Machmer in this case, being Mekul, you go bus or the what? The Chepsa. Because if you come into being an Isser Chepsa, maybe that's what the Gon held. The Taz, that you have to burn it like Rev Yehuda. So it trickles down to the Amachlech, in the Chesed Lavron and Gon and Yontif. Usually we assume like who? Usually we assume that it's the Din and the Gavra like the Chesed Lavron. It'll Chapakula. Where would a Chapakula? Let's say one of these fellows that are in Eretz, so they want to do a business deal. They have some investment. They own a company, let's say a chametz. So they finish in Eretz, so he calls up and wants to do a deal right away. His chametz is in Tzayek. Let's say it was the chametz is in Tzayek, or somewhere in America, or he's got a factory or something. Wants to do a deal right away. What would you say? If you hold it within the government, well, in Eretz, so this is done. Let him do the deal. He can do the deal. What do we say? I would say we'd be machmer to be machmer like Isser Chepsa. In both directions. In the back end, you'd be machmer as an Isser Chepsa. Yeah, you could, Michael. But I'm saying you don't even have to do that. If you hold it in the gavra, let him do it straight up. You're right, you could do that. Right, you could do that. I'll deny that when it's closed. But I'm saying if you hold it in the gavra straight up, you don't have to do that. It's a good point. We would suggest you do that. And it works the opposite way for the guys that go to California and go to Hawaii. Because you're going to have to walk when you buy back the chametz, and the goy buys it back at 9 o'clock, it's still in L.A. and Hawaii chametz for him. Pesach for him. So you're going to have to invoke it tonight that wherever Pesach's over for you, then what? Then you're going to what? Then you're going to, exactly, whenever Pesach, then you're going to buy it back. Correct, mate. But you have must invoke that, otherwise the goy doesn't know. Okay? All right, very good. So that's the, we went over the other 8-9 passages that we have, but this is the extension that we didn't have that I added new, and I wanted to do it, but it speaks speaks to the heart and core of how we dispose our chametz. We should do shreifa, and we should make sure our last chametz is done with the lulav to make sure it's all done that day. Okay, that's the first malach I wanted to do. Second malach I wanted to do is motivated by one of the rabbanim in Pesach, third become a chokhom, daughter is getting married Monday night. So I said to him, what are you going to do about Sheva Brachos at the Seder? It's a very fascinating shiloh. So it motivated me to discuss the shiloh now. What do you do about Sheva Brachos during the Seder? Interesting shiloh. It's unbelievable doing a chasana on right before Pesach. It's an unbelievable zah. Imagine doing a chasana like Monday night right before Pesach. Gavalti gazach. Okay. Let's begin like this. There is a din we're all familiar. Let's get it down to Makairis. The Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim, the first Mishnah in Tzadi Testament base, writes, Lo yitzchu lo mi'arba kosel shel yayin. There's a din of arba kosel we're all familiar with. You cannot diminish from arba kosel on the Lel Seder. Gemara comments on Kuf Chesem and Beis, Tanur Rabbanon, Hakol chayavim v'arba kosos halolot. Echad anoshim, ve'echad noshim, ve'echad tzinokos. Both men, women, and children are chayav in arba kosos. And the Gemara comments later on Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis. Let's get all of that. First Tzadi Testament is the Mishnah, then Kuf Ches, the Brisa, then Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis. Gemara comments, Dechol v'zu takana sachamim. It says arba kosos is the din d'rabbanan. Fine. There are many reasons given for arba kosos. It's found in the Yushalmi. The most famous that we have, the Yushalmi writes in Perek Yud HaLechaot, is what? The arba lashonos of what? Of Geula, which is what? Votsesi, Vitsalti, Vigalti, Lakakti. We're all familiar with the Kushal Eliyahu, which is corresponding to what? Behevesi, when he'll be the harbinger of the Mashiach, Eliyahu Novi. Okay. However, there is a din, initially comments in Sochem and Kuf Yud Zayin and Medveis, that between the first two kosos and the last two, namely the main meal, you are allowed to drink as many cups of wine as you want. I don't recommend it, but that's what the Mishnah writes for Feirish. He wrote to Lishtos, Yishta. However, the Mishnah says between the third and fourth kos, lo Yishta. You are not allowed to drink between the third and fourth kos, between Birkas HaMazon and what? And Halam. Oh. The Rashbam quotes, what's the Svara from the Yushalmi? Because you're going to get drunk, fall asleep, and you won't end up saying Hala. You won't complete Hala. It's very mistaber. That's one Svara given. Rashbam from the Yushalmi. However, the Mishabruer writes in Simon Tuf Ayin Tes, Sif Katan A, why can't you drink an extra kos between the third and fourth? Because it looks like you're Mosif ala Kosis. Looks like you have a new Shita. New Shita. Five Kosis. Right? That's the Isser. Nirekem Mosif ala Kosis. Whereas when you're drinking during the meal, just like you like to drink wine with dinner, whatever you're eating, chicken, whatever. Doesn't look like you're Muslim, but if all of a sudden you start drinking the wine with dinner, because the Muslim halal shows, oh, you have a new sheet of five kosos. That's why it says. Okay. The Machaber Paschas like this Ladina in Simon Tuf Ayin Tes, the beginning of Simon Tuf Ayin Tes, you're not allowed to drink an extra kos between the third and fourth cup. Okay? Yes, David, go ahead, real quick. That is true. No, he's between first and second. Yes. It would be also a problem. That's a good napkamina. That's a very good napkamina. Lefi tam ha-rishoy. Fi mahalach rishon. Which is an issue, you're going to fall asleep. But still, you're not going to fall asleep, not finish halal. After you've drunk in a whole meal, right, and have two cups, you drink another one, it's probably going to knock you out, go to sleep. But if you hold like the first four, maybe it should be allowable between the first and second. But if you hold the issue of Nira Kemos Makosa, yes, it would be Osir, and we're Machmer as well. That is correct. Very good point, Dave. That would be a good enough to give me. Okay. Like, if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Beis and Ibn Ezra. Yeah, Doug, go ahead, real quick.
Even if you drink during the meal, though, you can still get drunk. That's true.
In other words, you're saying it should Osir. Okay, but I think not necessarily when you're eating. When you're eating, you don't get, people while they're eating, they're not just fall asleep, you know. While you're eating, you know. Everyone loves the eating, the hopping, you know. You don't just fall asleep while you're eating. Very rare. Very rare. Yeah, go ahead. I can't tell you from experience, but I've never seen fellows like that. Yeah, go ahead.
Doesn't our say that in between the first two poses, if you forget the safer, that you should still go back?
That's what we got to say, because you're not yoytzing. Right. Dani. That's if you're not Yotze.
He said by the last two closes that it'll be Baal Kosev.
It'll look like, not Baal Kosev, it looks like it, because it's only through Rabbana. It'll look like that is correct. But that's because you're not Yotze, though. You got to go back.
So between the first two, it's also going
to
be.
I understand, but the reason why you're treating is because you weren't Yotze at all. Could be, it's all Shiloh, you have to go back for Kiddush too, so Shiloh.
But according, it seems like from the Ramah, that it's not even an issue, it doesn't even look like you're going to be Moshe Kavanah.
No, but I'm saying the Shiloh is about Kiddush. That's a different Shiloh than Nayetzi. Nayetzi is B'chal, if you don't do the Kosev with that same. Okay? Nayetzi is at all, so that's why you got to go back. I'm not talking about it, I'm talking about just adding on its own. Okay? If you drink without a same, you're Nayetzi. Just like we say Nayetzi even the Matzah, remember we said that? You're Nayetzi even the rice. By a Seder. Okay?
But I think the Ramah says that you don't need to do a Seder on that.
I'm saying that's a different issue when you don't do a Seder. The issue is you have to re-drink. Okay? Alright. Now we go to the following. Oh. The Mechaber writes in Ibn Ezer, Simon Samech Bey Siftes. Let's please get this. Simon Samach Beis and Ibn Ezra is talking about Sheva Brachos. Chaber Paskins Yesh Omrim that you must bring another coast for the Sheva Brachos. Please get this. You have one coast for Brichas HaMazon. You have coast Sheni for Sheva Brachos. We're all familiar with that in a Sheva Brachos. You use one coast for benching and then you walk around with what? Another coast for the Sheva Brachos. Why is that? What is the svara behind that? So the Taz explains, because ain mitzvahs, ain osim mitzchavilus chavilus. You can't kill two birds with one stone. You can't look like mitzvahs look like a burden to you. The Rashbam says in Pesachim. Therefore, use one kos avi for brachos hamazon. The other kos for what? For sheva brachos. Oh. The second sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, which is explained by the Taz, holds that no, that in fact, according to the sheet, that you don't need to. The same kos you use for brachos hamazon, you can also use for sheva brachos. What's the svara? Because when is it a problem of what? Enos emits chavilus chavilus. By what? By kiddush and what? Birkas hamazon. Let's say Friday you're eating a meal. Friday evening, and you were eating a meal, and you were benching, and you used that kos of yad for birkas hamazon. Then you say, oh, I got to say kiddush now. It's Friday night. It's turned twilight. You cannot use the same kos of birkas hamazon, which was birkas hamazon was on the past. And use that same coast for the future, which is for Kiddush. That's a problem in Osim Mitzchavilus Chavilus. However, when it comes to what? When it comes to the Shnei Kosos, which are both Shaykh to Nisuin Josh, for the benching of the Nisuin, and also what? The Sheva Brachos Nisuin, since they're both Shaykh to Nisuin, there's no problem in Osim Mitzchavilus Chavilus, and the Yesh Omrim, the Mechaber says, you can use the same coast. So please get it. There are two Shittas in Shulchan Aruch, even the Ezer, can you use the same coast or not? We obviously follow the first sheet, but I want you to know there's 2 days. Oh. So the question now comes, let's get it down in your notes. What do you do if you have a Sheva Brachos on the night of the Seder? When is the issue? You're going to say, Kosh Shlishi is Birkas HaMazon. You have to do a Sheva Brachos. So the Shaila is, what should you do? Mitzad Echad, there should be a Tzarech for two Kosos. But if what? Mitzad Sheni, if you do two Kosos, shouldn't it be a Brahma of what? Nira what? Kemosif ala kosos. One second, it should be Nira kemosif ala kosos. Okay? The Michael is not a problem, no, everyone's going to know. So let's see. But that's the Shiloh that comes to forward. No? Comes to forward in between the three and the four. Nira kemosif ala kosos. Truth is, Michael, I'm not so sure that's smart. I don't know. A guy likes to drink wine also. I don't know. You know the guy likes to drink wine. He can drink 10 cups of wine. You know the guy's not being Mosif. Why don't you just do it with the whole walk? There's a little fluke. There's a public policy issue here, right? So you can't simply just say that. Oh, so what do we do? Very fascinating, Shiloh. So I asked this Rav, what are you going to do? Oh, so the Ramah writes in the Dark Emosh. You know, the Ramah is a parish in the tour called the Dark Emosh on the bottom page of the tour. The Ramah in the Dark Emosh, or Achaim Simitzaf Ayin Gimel Sivkan Dalit, says that when you say Sheva Brachos, Hillel Seder, listen to what he says. You say Birkas HaMazon on your own coast, whoever's leading the bench or the Baal Boss, whoever's leading the benching, and on the Sheva Brachos you say on the coast of the Chasim. So you'll splice the Kosos, meaning the Mavarach will say on his coast Sheva Brachos, the Mavarach on his coast will say Birkas HaMazon, and you'll take the cup of the Chasim, whichever cup he's using, and use the Sheva Brachos. This is what the Dark Emosha writes. Oh, However, if we break this down any further, in the Chuvis Chaim Sha'al, Chelik Av Simenayim down, the Chuvis Yosef Omitz, Simenem Zayim, they write the following, that the Chidah heard from a Chacham Echad, who paskin, that you could say Sheva Brachas on another coast, Kifisha Nog and Tumim, like Michael suggested. No problem, just do it, no problem. The Shtei Kosos will be what? Listen to what he says. The Shtei Kosos, Birkas Avos, and the Sheva Brachas will be regular Kosos, Benonios. You'll pour at Shtein after the Brachas, Latoch one Kos, and drink it. Meaning, the first thing that he heard, that the Chidah said that he heard from a Chacham Echad is, you'll use two Kosos like Michael, but you'll pour both of them into a third cup. You'll combine it into one cup. No, just stop there, and then you'll drink from there. And therefore, you'll take care of the problem of you did Sheva Brachos like usual with two different Kosos, and you won't be most of our Kosos because it ends up being in one cup. That's one din that he quotes. Okay? Interesting, no? Now, you have both Kosos, in the end, you combine it into one. Doesn't look like a miracle most of our Kosos. Then he says he heard from another Chacham that he paskin, that the people that are what? The Kosos of Birkas HaMazon and the Subin are not full. And after you say the Sheva Brachos on another coast, you pour from it a little bit to each one of the Kosos of the Birkas HaMazon of the Nesubin, and in that manner, you will not what? Be Mosef ala Kosos. You follow that, Eitza? In other words, everyone around the table will not have their cup full. And then the coast that you use for the Sheva Brachos, you'll fill up everyone's cup from that. So also, you obviate Nerek Mosef ala Kosos. A little bit of a kunz, no, both these aces. So since he feels that both of them are kunzes, he says he didn't like both these psakim. He says it looks like too much of a kunz, looks too much of a joke. Therefore, he did not like these two aces. So Nachamal, so we've said the Ramah, who said what? The Birkas HaMazon cup of the leader you use for the Kosher Birkas HaMazon, Kosher HaMazon, you do the Shadow Rabbis. Then we have these two other aces of what? Of pouring them into one coast that obviates their kosos. Then we have the other eights of what? Having your cups not completely full and use the kosh or the shemrach to fill up everyone else. Okay, you didn't like either of those. So the Yaivitz, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, is quoted the following. He says, following Kiddush, wants to say, you do Birkas HaMazon and you do the Sheva Brachos on this coast. Because Arei, what? Someone fill in the blank for me. There was a sheet in Ibn Ezra that said, anyway, every wedding you can use the what? The same coast. It's not a problem. So rely on that sheet on Lel Seder and use one coast for both. This is a fourth way. Rely on that, he says. He says, even though the minig is not to do that, normally Lel Pesach, you can do it, he says. Lel Pesach, you can do it. Then he points out a fifth Mahalik. If you want, he says, you can use two kosos. He says you can use two kosos. Why, Michael? The one you use for the Sheva Brachos, use for what? Kos Revi. Use that for Kos Revi, for Hallel. That's what he says. That's what he says. So you have five different ways. Now the Chidah holds out the four, that you should use the same coast for both. That's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to say. What'd you say? Not copy this. Which one? With the fifth base or the fourth? The fifth base. The fourth one is not, because all dealing with the fourth one is not. It's really not, because even the fifth one's not either, because you could say it's all, if you're dealing with a past thing, it's a problem with Mitzvah Chavilus. If you leave with something in the future, why isn't it always Mitzvah Chavilus? No, because you drag a house in the future, and I'm taking the Sheva Brachos now and combining it together. I'm saying maybe you can limit Enos Mitzvah Chavilus Chavilus, but the coast, the house being sent on that coast. Maybe only Mitzvah Chavilus is only on something from the past, because I'm also going for the future. You don't really have that.
But once you do the hollow, it is the past.
I understand, but I'm saying it a la coast now. It's not considered the past. I'm using it now. What'd you say?
Same as Abdullah. You have a, when you have a minion, you make a
Right, but you did, but you used it for Brickers and Muslim in the past, Michael. You want to use it now for Abdullah.
What's the difference?
Because I, it's more connected to the meal, Lamais. More connected to the meal. Saying more in the meal. But I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. And you're saying it's still a problem. Okay, it could be. I'm saying, but it's more drastic when you go from Brickers and Muslim to Shal Shidus, now you're going to Abdullah. Here's Bashash Mice of the same meal. Your mama said this is Hawa. Not a different different chela. Okay, here. Here. Okay, you can go either way. Can you go either way? Okay, go either way. Alright. Could go either way. Nonetheless, there are five different aces to do this. Oh. So Lamaisa, it's interesting that the Pesachei Tshuva points out everyone forgot the dark emotion. All the Achronim and Gedolim have different aces, but the dark emotion, Ramon himself said what to do. Ramon said, use the kosher of Chassan to do the Sheva Brachot, and use the kosher of the Baal HaBas to do the Birkas HaMazon. And then he continues in the Pesachei Tshuva, there, in Ibn Ezra Siman Shamach, Beisiv Kod Yiches, and he quotes from the Tshuva Me'ava. Listen to what he says. He says he was asked about the Shiloh, and he said that the best way to do this is, what he felt, Halach HaLamaisa, he says the following. He says, Kemine Kol HaShonah, you should use two kosos. He says the one you use for the Shabbarach was used for the Kosher V. Then he says he saw in Minhagim that he says you should say the Birkas Chasanim and the Kosher Lishi Sholokosin. And then he says Yosem Nachal Lavarach Birkas Amazon and Shabbarach on one coast. So his conclusion is you can use the same coast for both, which is one of the eights as we had before. Okay. Fine. Very, very good. What I want to close this mahalach is with the following. You have five different eitzes to do in this Shiloh, but it's interesting how, let's focus on the psak of the dark emotion, which is the first of the five. What did he say? Let the Baal HaBas do Birkas HaMazon, let the Chassan's cup be for the Sheva Brachos. Why is that a Pella? Why is that a Pella? What do you do with the Seder? Doesn't everyone have a kos in front of them? Everyone has a kos in front of them. You're not Yotzi Arba Kosos through someone else, and it's a Shiva Goof. Everyone's got to drink Arba Kosos. So what do you mean you're going to use the Kos of the Chassan for the Sheva Brachos? The Kos of the Chassan he's using himself for what? Because of Ozon. So how does the Dark Emotion help? Get that down. The first of the five aces. How does the Dark Emotion help? Should be a problem of what? Should be a problem of Ein Mitzis Osem Mitzis Chavidus Chavidus. So Rav Moshe's son, Rav David Feinstein Zatzal, Rav David Feinstein Shlita, the Goyen Olam, pointed out the following Kiddush. I want you to get this. Beautiful Kiddush, Rav David Feinstein said Shlita. He wanted to say like this, Bidin kosher bracha, it's enough on Leil Pesach to be yotze with the Mavarach. Since what? We have to do a mitzvah, the mitzvah that everyone should drink on Leil Pesach, so everyone has to mevarch brachah because Ramaz on his own coast. But meikir adin midin kosho bracha, it should be enough to be yotze through the Baal HaBas. You really should not need to have every coast. Why does everyone have their own coast? Mati, because everyone's got a drink. But midin kosho bracha, you should be yotze with your father, the Baal HaBas. One fellow is enough to have a kosho bracha. In Cain, the chassan can be considered his coast not with mitzvah spirkas Ramazan, but with mitzvah what? Sheva brachas. How's the chassan yaitzi because shel bracha? Midin his father. Or midin his father-in-law. Right? Then you should, you guys get married. Where's the first Pesach you're supposed to be? By your in-laws. To Mishnah Sochim. Perek Aisha. Mishnah says that the first Pesach, after you get married, you must be by your in-laws. Then Mishnah has that case. Mishnah has that case. You have to remember that when you get married, remember you go to your in-laws. I did that. The Mishnah. Mishnah said that the Kovadik. More than Kovadik. So get this Chiddush from David Feinstein Shlita wants to say. Beautiful Chiddush. There's Midin Kosh Shal Bracha Yotze with the Baal HaBas. Meaning the Kosh that the Chassan is only because he's got a drink. But it's not Midin Kosh Shal Bracha. So it's not called the Kosh Shal Bracha because I'm Muslim. It's called the Kosh Shal what? Sheva Brachas. Memela, it comes out, Lamaisa, that the Kosh Shal Chassan is not a Kosh of Birkas a Muslim, Kosh of Sheva Brachas, and therefore the Chiyuv of Kosh Shal Bracha is Yotze with his father. The male is not a problem of what Enosim is Chavim is Chavim. So you have all these pshat of the Gedolei Achronim, but the first pshat is the dark emotion with earlier the Ramah. Seems like this Eitz is very mistaber with the Chiddush of David Feinstein. Who's from the Lower East Side? Jeremy's not here. Who else is here from the Lower East Side? Jeremy's not here. David. If he's here, we would say, tell him to send over to Shishrim and don't find me. This Chiddush. Josh, you got to tell him now, okay? And we sent over his Chiddush and Shir. Yeah, go ahead, David. What'd you say? Koshal what? No, but now we leave alone for Eliyahu, right? Isn't the story said that he comes and drinks? I remember as a little boy, I used to see it moving. I would say, Mom, he's drinking it. Someone was shaking the table. but we leave that alone. We leave that alone. Also, it might be a shot in the mirror to most of our cases. Okay? Oh. So that's what'd you say? So Rav Moshe writes, just want to get Rav Moshe. Where's the Rav Moshe? Let me just tell you. Ibn Ezra Chelek Aleph Simon Sadi Hey. Okay? Rav Moshe quotes a son. He quotes Rav David Feinstein in the Tshuva. So Rav Moshe concludes, since the Darkei Moshe is the Ramah, obviously we all rely on the Ramah, Minhag Ashkenaz, and he says you should follow like the Ramah. So I asked this Rav what he's going to do. So he said he's not sure whether he's going to follow like the Ramah, or he's going to follow like who? I believe, what Eitzah was it? I think it was the fourth Eitzah, that since there was a Shita in the what? In the Mechaber and even the Ezra that said you could say both Kosos, both on one coast, here you can rely because you have no other choice. He said he was thinking about doing that fourth Eitzah with Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes as well. So, interesting. But that's where Moshe concludes the Tshuva, then we go like the Ramah. Okay, that's the second Mahalach I wanted to suggest. Okay. Third Mahalach. And tomorrow we'll go in other in Yonim. Tomorrow's here 11:30. Okay, because we have a lot of things to do. Okay. All right. Third Mahalach, let's just do very nutshell, upshot of it, Mechiras Chametz. I want you to know about what Mechiras Chametz is all about. Okay? How we do it. Rav Willig has taught many Rabbanim throughout the many years how to do Mechiras Chametz. Many Rabbanim to this day go and have Rav Willig lead how to sell the Chametz. And Mechiras Chametz is intricate, but also we should, just because it's intricate doesn't mean that we shouldn't have some grasp and understanding in a very nutshell way of how Mechiras Chametz really works. It's based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber. Mechaber writes in Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Mem Ches. It's in Siv. Someone asks you, where is it in Shulchan Aruch? The Feresh is in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Tav Mem Ches Siv Gimel. Says you must sell chametz to a goy, even though you've done vittel, and the mechira must be a complete mechira, Michael. Cannot be a matana, a manach lahachzer. Got to be a complete mechira. So there's a story told, and I was learning in Shalvim, you know, the kibbutz Shalvim sold all their chametz to an Arab. One paper in the late 60s. And this Arab came during Chol Hamoed, cleaned out the whole kibbutz. And they couldn't say a word. They couldn't stop them. Because if they would have stopped him, would have showed the whole mechira was a joke. And therefore, we're very cognizant to treat this mechira as a real mechira without a bedicha. Believe the jokes. And there's no matana. Normally, a matana manas lahachzer and call it terukul is a good matana. It's a good sale. Lo mahani, says the mechaber. It does not work when it comes to mechira chametz. Very important. Okay. That means you got to find a non-Jewish fellow. I was thinking of doing Yud Gimel myself, because Yud Gimel we're going to be here. Yudal, I'm not going to be here, so do it through someone else that brings it to Rav Willig. But on Yud Gimel, I was thinking about doing it myself, but I haven't had a chance to speak. I have a non-Jewish neighbor, a Lutheran minister, very fine fellow. But you have to choose a non-Jew that's not going to be like that Arab who's going to chop up everyone's chametz. Okay? Especially if you sell the house. Remember we said? You sell the house. Some people sell the house on Yud Gimel so they don't have the Chiyuv B'dikah at all. You sell your whole house. And the non-Jew says, yeah, I like this. So meanwhile, he takes all your houses. Right? So you have to find a fellow. I have two friendly with all my non-Jewish neighbors. I have one fellow I thought about. I had a Hava meeting for a split moment. He's a very nice fellow. He's a truck driver, very nice fellow. But I was questioning whether he might take him in the Chiyuv seriously. And Mamish what? Mamish take everyone. And then another Lutheran minister I was thinking very, would I think I would be, he would be able to cop more and would not actually act on the Mechira and sell everyone's, buy everyone's chametz. So how do we do it? So it's very careful to know. What'd you say? So we'll see. If you sell for a lot of money, you're never going to find someone to do it. So let's see how we actually do it. How we do the transaction. So we're very, very careful to make sure we do a lot of different kinyanim, because the poskim argue certain kinyanim are good for a non-Jew, certain kinyanim aren't good. We touched upon that in Gimel Amarat by Chalipin, remember, with the Rabbeinu Tam, that we said Chalipin was not good for a goy. Some Rishonim argue, we said. Oh, so there are different kinyanim that we do. Let's list off the kinyanim we do, okay, with the non-Jew. You do the following, and we'll have to obviate how we, since you cannot do an Amarat Bahasa, how do you guard from what? From him not what? From not copying everything, taking everything. So we'll see. So number one, of course we do kesef. Now what means do we do it? You sold him all that chametz. He's probably going to have to pay, $400,000 or $500,000. He's not going to want to do that. So he gives you a few bucks, a few dollars. What do you do though? You say to him, you make it tonight, and you say to him at the end of Pesach, you got to what? Come up with $500,000. And if you don't, we'll get our chametz back. That's the way you guard from him copying everything. You follow me? It's not the Tanamah Bahasa. It is he's buying it now, out tonight, that he pays all the kesef, the $500,000. Now, at the end of Pesach, he says, you know, come on, I don't want that. Therefore, the Yidim will get all their what? All their chametz back. You know, remember we had that lashon of we convert the rest into a loan? Zakfin alav nilva? That's exactly what you do, says the Mishnah Berurah. Zakfin alav nilva. You actually what? You actually convert it into a loan. And then for the rest of it, you convert it into a loan. Since you convert the rest of it into a loan, you're going to guard from the fact that I must have been in Shalvim and they didn't do that. They must have not said that to the fellow. And he bought it for like a few, in those days, there were liras. You ever heard of lira? You guys are too young. Before the Shalvim, there were liras. They must have bought it for like a few liras and they didn't make that tonight and he copped up everything. So that's number one that you do to guard from that. Number two, you do a kinyan suder with a handkerchief, of course. Number three, you do what? Tkiyas kaf, shaking hands, simtuta. That's how you do a deal, right? Certainly in the Diamond District. Tkiyas kaf. Okay? Number four, you have a star there. You have a star, the whole documentation is written out, how you do it. Okay? And then, what you do, so that's what you do. You verbalize, you do kisuder, kiskaf star, and then you do a chaser. What is chaser? Many times we advise that the chum should be put in one room, right? Remember we said that if you sell your whole house, you get out of doing bedikah. Rav Moshe recommended not to do this. So what do? You keep the chum in one room, you do bedikah in that, and you sell that one room. So when you sell that one room, you sell the room itself, which is chaser, kinyan chaser. How do you do the kinyan chaser? So first of all, on the chumitz, you do kesef, suder, kiskaf, and star. Then you want to repeat this whole thing to do the chatzar. To buy the chatzar, you got to do the same thing again. Kesef, suder, kiskaf. And with the star, he'll buy the chatzar. And then what's written in the star is the notion of what? Agav. Remember I said that Rav Willi translated by dint. In the star, it says that by dint, by the fact that you get the chatzar, I also get the chametz inside of that. So you have to rebuy. Redo all the kinyanim to get the chatzar in order to what? In order to get the chametz. And sometimes you invoke verbally. Remember we said, maybe if we had the whole blumdus about when you do agav, do you have to invoke it? Remember with siburin or not? Did the chametz have to be the tractors? Did they have to be on the field? Remember the parking lot, the cars? So we possibly didn't need to be siburin. But it might be better to verbalize that agav you're doing that. Also, what you have to do is invoke the thing about the hours for the guys in Hawaii and California to make sure that that's done. And you also said, as we said earlier in the year, when you make the sale, you have to say that with the exception of the bag that I have next to me because you want your last chametz, as the Mishnah Berurah says, to be burnt. So it is a very intricate, there's a whole sefer called Mechiras Chametz Kehilchasa. A whole intricate way of doing Mechiras Chametz. But the truth is, this is an upshot in a nutshell of how you go about selling it, and you want to make sure you're going to guard from this taking place. And pitbull is well and not enough. You really, in the macabre right, you should have to do mechiru. Yeah, go ahead, David.
Let's say the guy comes and takes your chametz, does he have to pay you back?
What'd you say?
Does he have to pay you back the money that he comes in your house?
Well, it depends how much money he's been giving you. That's why it's a good idea. I once heard that there were, my brother lived in New Haven before he made Aliyah for 5 years. And the rub in New Haven, every Pesach would ask the goy to go to someone's home and actually take something to make it like a real thing. So if it equals the money, then it makes sense. It's more usually, you know, you're not makpid on it, you know. Takes a box of cereal. Oh, you only gave me $1, give me another $1. You're not going to want to do that. Okay, so that's what you want to... Yeah, so that's the issue. But it's going to be an issue of it's done in a real way, and that's how the Mechir is really done. Yes, go ahead. No, no, sure. He's bought it, Michael, for that money, but it's kind of like Al-Fanai was converted into a loan that at the end of Pesach, if he does not want, he had buyless the whole Pesach. But the question is, will he continue buyless on that? And if he doesn't give us the rest of the money, then he cannot continue buyless, and it will go back to us. Okay? That's how you safeguard from the guy. He has to continue buyless.
I thought he said, like, by confusion, so you give the ability to be closer to it until it's 40 days. Right?
Well, he has the ability to be closer ball, but if close mind doesn't closer ball, he hasn't.
He's closer your own.
Yeah, we're assuming if he wants out of the deal, the pastor says, well, part of the deal is that we would he cannot be closer ball. Well, they had that tonight in. He cannot be closer ball. The decision must be made at the end of phase. Till that time it's his call. Till that time it's his call.
At the end of phase,
I can't you say?
At the end of phase, I'm going to get it back.
Then he doesn't want to pay the rest of the money, Michael, so he doesn't want it, so we get it back. Yeah, so we get it back. So you don't have to go through a whole, you don't have to have all the rabbanim go back to buy it back from him, because usually Ravula will do it for everyone, because he's just saying, I don't want to pay for the rest of the money, and also, mitzad the other kinyan, he's got to sell it back as well. Now, you remember from last semester, this is where the Mishnah Berurah wasn't so germane in the beginning of the year. You remember we had all discussion in the beginning of the year whether a goy can appoint another goy, a shliach. Do you remember we had that, Shiloh? You remember that? The shliachs apply to a goy with a goy. You remember that? We had a machlitz, the mugging rum, and the shach. So Mr. Brewer writes here, you should not rely on a goy making another goy, meaning the guy you're selling to has got to be the guy. Should not be his agent. Should not be his agent at all. Should be the guy you're selling to, because we're machmir that a goy cannot appoint another goy to shliach. So you should sell it to the guy who you actually are selling it to yourself. Okay? Alright, that was the end of the third mile. And the last mile I just want to get to, and then very briefly, I wanted to just get to about the concept of Hallel on not during the Seder, but when? At Davening. Lel Pesach. The Machaber and the Vilna Gaon say you should say the Hallel with the bracha. The Rav is very machmir on this. But the Ramah writes the favorites, no. The Ramah says absolutely not. You do not say Hallel at all. So it's very important that we should obviously never have a machloik. And you have to respect everyone's opinion. So if you're in a shul that does say Hallel with the bracha, you don't. So you shouldn't bolt out of there, you know, and mention the kite and say, oh, I'm not doing this, this is wrong. Maybe you should stay there, and if you want to, it's always Tehillim. You can always say the psukim without a bracha. Okay? Let's say there's a prevalent amount of people one way and another way. Let's say in the hotel, what do we do? So what I do is we announce that we finish Aleinu, Kaddish is said, and then I make an announcement. Whoever wants to say Hallel should stay, and everyone who doesn't have the minute day, we pause for a minute or two, and everyone leaves. Anyone wants to follow the Ramah leaves. But I want you to note what is the basis of this Hallel. What is it all about, this type of Hallel? Can you remember in the whole Mahalakhiyah with the 12 Kaddishes, we said there are three types of Hallel. What were the three types of Hallel we said? Hallel Anes, Bishat Anes. Hallel Anes was Zichron Anes, and Hallel Bitur Kriya Bitur Simcha, where you say in the morning. There's a fourth Hallel. And Rav Avadya has like this in the Chubas. There's Hallel for a military victory. Hallel that is recited for a military victory. Seems like a separate din. What happened on the night of Pesach? The Navi says that Sancheriv and his armies were what? Surrounding Shalim. What happened? Hashem sends a Malach to wipe them out instantly. One night. So Mavadya writes, maybe the howl that we say at the Myron is the howl because of military victory. And therefore, the Machaber and the Gaon have such a howl. The Rav had a different hashbrick. It's Kelel, he's Kaddish, Bechag. There's a din Shira. In order to Kaddish Bechag, you have to do with Shira. So therefore, at Myron, you also say howl. The Rav had a different shot. But that issue of the military victory is interesting because of Bavadi, right? That's why there's a requirement to say how on Yom Yerushalayim. Because we won the Six-Day War. Yom HaTzimut, you can't really use that as far as there was no war. There was a war, but on that day, it wasn't the day of the war. But the Six-Day War. So Rabbi Avadia writes in the end of the Chuvah, he says you should not say a bracha. But he does write that if there's much more of a svar to say a bracha on how in Yom Shalayim than Yom HaTzimut. He says in the end, you don't say it with a bracha either. Say it without a bracha. But if you want to talk with the svar, there's much more of a svar. And that's maybe the nature of how of this night. So if you follow the Ramah, I always follow the Ramah. I never said how, but it's become very prevalent in Minigan, the Rav and the Wan Rav, Wayu types of shuls. Many people, because the Rav is very makan, many say it now, more and more. But Minig Ashkenaz is not to say it, to follow the Ramah. So if you're going to say it, maybe you say it, believe bracha. But I want you to know the nature of the halal is because of the military victory. Okay, everyone have a good day. Tomorrow we'll go back, and tomorrow we will also try to include some more Biurim Ba'agadah. Okay, we did it, quite a few, but we have to do some more. We never. And the more month. Okay, everyone have a good day. Too early, not busy. Too early. Yeah, what is 130? 130? I think 130, yeah. All right, have a good day. Have a good day. Oh, you tell Jeremy, okay? All right. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Yes, tonight. We leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
We leave tomorrow. And Biffle.